Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, 24/7, we are on the air, but it could easily go away without our listener support.
No question, David. You are right about that. We all made it together. You can never be anything but vigilant. And vigilance in this case means this cooperative known as WAMC. Everybody does something. You know, there are those who won't. But the good people who understand that when they turn that radio on, it is there by dint of their participation. That's what makes it. Now we have a $10,000 challenge from Berkshire Bank, which says, if you can do this, if you can get halfway, and it's going to be very hard, make no mistake about it, it's going to be very, very hard. I hope we can do it. We'll be halfway. Everybody will rejoice. WAMC.org. Put something in, anything, and we'll make it.
Now to the top story of the day. Of course, yesterday we witnessed the arrest of New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. He has been released on $200,000 bail after being arrested on conspiracy and bribery charges. We see a headline today in the Times Union, tarnished Silver in the New York Times. With charges, Silver is on a lip of volcano of legal trouble. They've even editorialized that he should resign. Nonetheless, the power structure in Albany and it's somewhat of, well, chaos.
There's no question. Chaos is the right word. Look, Shelley Silver may have played it a little fast and loose. No two ways about it. But on the other hand, he has always thought that he was on the right side of the line. In other words, that he could, you know, be a lawyer and be a legislator. And he knew where the line was, he thought. The federal prosecutor, Preet Bharara, has decided, no, the line isn't where you thought it was, Shelley. The line was moved over. Now, what's significant about that, David, is that if the line has been moved, it has been moved not only for Shelley, but everybody else in Albany. About a quarter of the legislators are practicing attorneys. That's a lot. And others are consultants, and others have made this thing work for themselves. So Albany is in chaos this morning. There must be a lot of teeth chattering and knees weak for people who have made deals that look similar to the kinds of things that Shelley Silver has been doing. Of course, Shelley's at the top of the heap and therefore has the most clout. And, you know, this is a signal that has gone out to an awful lot of people that business will forever be different in Albany. So that's why it's so important that Preet Bharara makes his case, because if he doesn't make it, it will be back to the way it used to be.
And in the meantime, he's not convicted. I know I heard yesterday on one of the local news reports that some of the assemblymen and women thought he would be in Albany on Monday. He is not convicted and can still serve.
The Times and others have called for him to resign. I don't think he's going to do that, although you never know what the depth of the evidence is in a legal case. It doesn't look to me like he's going to resign. I read the entire information that the U.S. Attorney's Office put out. It looks like a very compelling sort of case in terms of how he made his money. But I am not so sure that a jury sitting there won't say, no, he was just doing business the way that they do business in Albany. Although, I must say, a lot of people are very unhappy about Albany. And into all of this comes Governor Cuomo, because that's going to be interesting. He put the Moreland Act Commission out of work. Preet Bharara picked up all of the material, and I believe that's what led to this indictment or coming indictment of Shelley Silver.